still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equaled. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004. It's the one and only Rock and Roll Geek Show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show, friends. Sad day here. One of the most beloved friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show and part of the Rock and Roll Geek family died today, Joe Klein. The guy, you heard the intro I just played. That was Joe Klein doing the intro. You already know that. But if you just happen to be tuning in, Joe Klein was a very dear friend of mine. That guy made me smile so many times. I have nothing but fond memories of the man. So, yet he lost his long battle with cancer today. I got a call from Sebastian, is the guy who's power of attorney. He's kind of a podcaster friend, letting me know that Joe Klein died today. I still have this real bad cough. I need to take a sip of this fine Tecate. I need to drink for Joe Klein anyway. Take a sip of this fine Tecate to my friend Joe Klein. I'm not sure how old he was. I think he was like maybe 69, maybe 70, something like that. About 5 years ago, I think he had just been visiting my house, and he called me and said that he went to the doctor, and they told him he had some kind of rare form of cancer in his throat or in his limb or his, like, in his neck or something, and it was like a rare form, and and it's never curable. And they gave him like 2 years to live, and he made it like five or six. And today he lost that battle, and we lost Joe Klein, one of the greatest guys I've ever met, and someone I'm proud to know. I'm going to do a little tribute for Joe Klein tonight. Not for Joe Klein. I'm going to do a little tribute to Joe Klein. He doesn't know that I'm doing this. Maybe he's up there somewhere. He knows how much I loved him. I'm glad I finally got to see him before all this happened. All right, let's just start off with a song. He produced this band called the Sunset Bombers, which had Doug Feiger, I think, was playing bass. Doug Feiger from the Knack. And he produced this record. It's called the Sunset Bombers. They were an LA band pre-Knack. We'll open up with a song from that album. This is called I Can't Control Myself, produced by the great Joe Klein.
Kind. control myself.
There you go. It was like 2005 when I first met Joe Klein. I was at the Podcast Expo down in Ontario, California. And I was walking into the expo floor, like, you know, where they have the exhibits and stuff. This is when podcasting just started. It was like this new thing called podcasting. And I was walking into the expo hall where all the exhibits and stuff were. And this guy walked up to me, saw my badge, said Rock and Roll Geek Show, and he goes, "Are you the Rock and Roll Geek Show?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm Michael Butler." He introduced himself to me. He goes, "Hi, I'm Joe Klein, podcast voice guys." And he started telling me about, he did all these radio ads for the Plasmatics, and he did all the Casablanca radio ads. And we started talking, we immediately hit it off. And I said, "Man, you got to give me your phone number. We got to hang out." So he pretty much hung out with me the entire time at that first podcast expo. I think Dave Slusher might have been there. Maybe Jasper from Good Clean Fun. Anyway, hung out with Joe Klein that entire weekend. We had a blast. We hit it off like long-lost friends. He was such a good guy. So many laughs with that guy. I had so many laughs. That guy had the funniest. He had me rolling all the time. Fat girl jokes, everything. After that weekend, we kind of kept in touch, and I've had him on the show many, 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 many times. We've always had so much fun. I remember once we did the when I would do the donor segment, and he would comment on the donor segments, and I'd be rolling on the floor laughing. I love that man so much. He did the Rock and Roll Geek Show open. He did, when my daughter had Emo Girl Talk, he did her show open too. Do I have that somewhere? Let's see if I can find that. Here, Emo Girl Talk.
Now on Emo Girl Talk, the almost famous Peter Jacobson.
Oh, I think that he got... Oh, here's one.
Files of the Rock and Roll Geek. It's the douchebag clip of the week.
Every time I hear Joe Klein's voice, it just always puts a smile on my face. That guy just is so, such a great guy. Always happy. Always tons of stories. You've heard all the stories every time he's been on the show. Story after story after story. And the guy just loved to talk. I know this tribute's not going to do him justice. I'm just going to just try to... Try to recall some fond memories. This kind of took me by surprise. I mean, it wasn't a real surprise because they moved him to hospice like last week. But still, when a good friend dies, it's not easy. And I'm seeing more and more of my good friends dying. And it's getting old is a lot of fun, friends. And you start thinking about your own mortality. I do know this. He did not want to go. And he was very scared about dying. When the last time I saw him was in Vegas when we were on the way to a dog hunt in Arizona. And he didn't look good. And you could tell he was scared. As anybody would be if they know they're going to be dying soon. He did so many, he would always do Anytime I needed any kind of voiceover work, he'd be always more than happy to do it for me. He never charged me either. Remember American Heartbreak? We asked him to do a recorded intro for American Heartbreak, like, you know, for Ladies and Gentlemen, American Heartbreak. So this is what he came up with.
Are you ready to rock?
We actually played this at a few of our shows.
I said, are you ready to rock? I'm only the announcer, and I'm not even here. But I'll ask you one more time. Are you ready to rock? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the mean streets of San Francisco, please welcome American Heartbreak.
All right. So cheesy, so fucking cheesy, and so hilarious. We always laughing our asses off when we would play that before we'd go on. He's come out and visited me many times, became friends with my wife, friends with me, friends with my entire family, friends with my daughter. And every time he would come, we would do a show. We had one falling out, and I will go to my grave regretting this. When we did the Dwight Twilley interview, and somehow my recorder lost the file, and Joe was really upset because this was kind of like mending a fence between him and Dwight Twilley. They were lifelong friends, but they had a falling out, and this show was going to mend their fences, and it was going to get him back, you know, being good friends with Dwight Twilley, but also may Dwight Twilley rest in peace, who died like a year or so ago. And somehow the file got corrupted, and I had to go up and tell Joe that I lost the file, and he was so upset. And the next day, I had a Mad at Dad, or was it that? Yeah, the next day I had a Mad at Dad episode, and Dave Slusher and I were talking about it, and I was clearly upset. The fact that he was upset broke my heart, and I sometimes, more often than not on the podcast, I will say what's on my mind, wear my heart on my sleeve, and I kind of consider this a sanctuary for me to say whatever I feel. And I expressed my hurtness on the episode that he was upset with me. And I said some things that I really shouldn't have said. And somebody texted or emailed Joe, hey, listen to the latest episode of Mad at Dad. Stop trying to start shit. And he called me at work. He was staying at my house. And he called me at work the next day, and he was really, really upset with me. And it broke my heart that I had upset him. And I said stupid shit on Mad at Dad. And that really, really, really tore me up. But we have since mended our, you know, mended that fence and made up and got just as much joy out of hanging out with him after we had made up. That guy brought me so much happiness. I'm going to really, 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 really fucking miss that guy, man. Let's see what else I can find. Joe, he gave me a lot of the radio ads, and I can't find all them. But I'm going to give you what I have here. We did this. He did this for the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
Are you ready to rock?
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it. The coolest rock podcast online. From San Francisco, where all the geeks rock and rock lives on. This is your Rock and Roll Geek Show with Michael Butler.
I'm going to go through and play everything that I have. That Vapors ad, I cannot find that Vapors ad, but that ad is so fucking funny. Oh, what do we got here? Okay.
Are you ready to rock?
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it. Michael Butler's Rock and Roll Geek Show. The hands down coolest rock podcast. Hosted by the world's number one American heartbreaker, Michael Butler. So crank it up and get down.
Get down.
With some of the greatest rock around.
Yeah.
From San Francisco, where all the geeks rock and rock lives on. This is your Rock and Roll Geek Show with Michael Butler.
I have an Aphex 230 audio promo that he did. I don't know where I got this, but
I'm Joe Klein, media voice guy. I've been at it for decades as a voiceover artist, producer, and engineer of award-winning media content. I'm here to tell you about a piece of audio gear that's without equal, the Aphex 230 Master Voice Channel. So, just what is the Aphex 230? Well, I like to call it my magic voice box because you just plug a mic into it, make a few simple adjustments, and voila!
Voila!
Like magic, your voice comes out of the box sounding bigger than life. The 230 is packed with an array of patented audio processing tools. The Easy Rider compressor levels out the volume of your voice. The Logic Assisted Noise Gate minimizes background noise. And the Split Band De-esser takes those annoying edges out of S sounds. But wait, there's more! The 230 has the big bottom, which adds resonance and depth to any voice. Then, there's the Oral Exciter. I know, sounds kind of kinky, but what it does to the sound is anything but. The Oral Exciter adds presence and clarity, which makes recorded and live vocals easier to hear and understand. The 230 is easy to set up and use. Just set it and forget it. With its low-noise vacuum tube microphone preamp, the Aphex 230 handles all processing in the analog domain, then faithfully converts the audio to pure digital data to feed directly into your PC or Mac. No mixer or further processing is needed. It provides clean phantom power for condenser microphones and has an array of inputs, digital and analog outputs, so you can plug in almost any kind of mic and then plug the 230 into almost anything. Oops, getting a little kinky again. For my money, it's the best vocal processor available. But don't take my word for it. Contact an authorized Aphex dealer now and arrange for a test drive of the 230. Then hear for yourself what this magic voice box can do for your voice. The Aphex 230 Master Voice Channel. Don't leave your voice without it. Visit Aphex.com to learn more about the 230 and other great sounding Aphex products.
Oh, man. Here's a voice demo he sent me.
In a world of new media, where podcasters, video bloggers, manufacturers, and service providers long for answers.
Answers!
Two brothers heeded the call.
The podcast
their
voice guys.
To boldly monetize new media as never before.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Swedish American Hall in San Francisco, California, the multimedia capital of the world, and a very special and historic evening.
From EMI America, David Bowie.
David Bowie.
The new album, Never Let Me Down.
California.
The guy did some radio ads for top artists, man. He did U2, he did David Bowie, he did Van Halen, he did all of the Casablanca artists, except with the exception of Kiss. The guy had some, had it quite a resume.
The OC on Fox, brought to you by Coca-Cola and new C2. Half the carbs, all the taste. New C2 from Coke.
C2.
Stay tuned for scenes from the next episode of Stephen King's Kingdom Hospital on ABC.
She's the grittiest rock and roll singer in the world, says Us Magazine.
What's love got to do?
The guy did Tina Turner.
Got to do with it.
People Magazine calls
her. He told me some really funny stories about when he was a DJ in Bakersfield or something like that, and he had this name. I forget the name he gave. What was that name? He had a DJ name. Oh, what was the name? I used to call him by that. I used to, instead of calling him Joe Klein, I called him by this person's name, and I don't remember the name for the life of me. And he told me stories that about he would put on long play records, and girls would come over and blow him under the console while he's playing long records. And guy always made me laugh. Always made me fucking laugh, man.
You're a peerless live performer. And Rolling Stone gave her new album 4 stars.
7 days without you.
Tonight's episode of Summerland featured music by Avion.
7 days without you.
Available now at thewb.com.
Thomas Dolby has traveled near and afar to prove that the Earth is in fact flat.
This is Blueberry. We took the E out so you could type it faster.
Oh, Blueberry, Todd Cochran's network.
Blueberry.com.
We took the E out so you could type it faster.
This is Blueberry.
Here we go.
We took out the E and saved it for you. Blueberry.com.
Yeah.
You think what happens here stays here? I don't think so.
I don't think
so. This definitely ain't Vegas, baby.
It's the Scoble Show.
The Robert Scoble Show.
To scoop out all the dish from the dish.
Scoble Show.
On MadPod.com.
MadPod.
Nightmare in Amityville. The Ronald DeFeo Story. Death in the Family. A documentary recounting the infamous Long Island, New York slayings, which set the stage for the 1979 blockbuster, The Amityville Horror. You found it. The Eric Rice Show, worldwide.
EricRice.com.
You're listening to The Eric Rice Show, worldwide at EricRice.com.
From the Tech Podcast Network, TechPodcasts.com. This is Tech Podcasts This Week.
I decided I must go thank him when I run into this other whack dude who tells me End of World Shirtless Dude moved on to Carmel, which will be the end of his world for sure, dude.
Change your life at the Hindquarter Bar and Grill, 303 Sakel Avenue.
Hindquarter Bar and Grill.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now on our final approach. We'll be landing momentarily. If you look outside, you can see it's a beautiful night in New York.
Absolute Beginners.
A Julian Temple film.
Van Halen's Diver Down.
Ah,
on
Diver
Warner
Down.
Brothers Records and Tapes.
She's walking back to me.
Anywhere you play it, you'll love it.
Whoa, whoa,
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Live After Death. Coming soon to this theater.
Oh, man. Here's an Earthlink podcast spots demo. Earthlink. Oh, I remember when I worked at Pod Show, we had a deal with Earthlink, and he wanted to be the guy who did the radio ad. He wanted to do the voiceover for he wanted to get a job with Pod Show doing voiceover stuff. And the guys at Pod Show, Adam Curry and Ron Bloom, they didn't like Joe Klein's work because they thought he was like too old school. I thought they were wrong because I just could not get enough of this guy's voice.
The people at Earthlink are painfully aware that many podcast listeners are not particularly fond of the Earthlink advertisement that has been played on Podjo podcasts. So, we made the decision to try something completely different.
I have no idea where
this
is going.
We hope you found this latest commercial more to your liking and that you'll now consider engaging Earthlink as your sole internet service provider.
Is Earthlink still around? I don't think so.
We revolve around you.
There's a bunch of these here.
The people at Earthlink are painfully aware that many podcast listeners are not particularly fond of the Earthlink advertisement that has been played on Podjo Podcasts. So, we made the decision to try something completely different.
Hey, what's going on? This is Bob. In my opinion, the internet without Earthlink is like a very big wet dog in a very small room with all the windows painted shut. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Can't imagine why Podger didn't go for
this. We hope you found this latest commercial more to your liking and that you'll now consider engaging Earthlink as your sole internet service provider. Earthlink, we revolve around you.
All right, enough of that. Of course, well, I played this one, didn't I?
From the files of the Rock and Roll Geek, it's the Douchebag Clip of the Week.
Yeah, of course we have this one.
Are you ready to rock?
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it. The coolest.
Now, that's the one that I always play, I think. What's this one here?
Are you ready to rock?
Played that one already. Three bands in the city.
Memorial Day weekend is just around the corner, and you've got a big decision to make. Are you ready to rock? Saturday, May 27th, in the heart of San Francisco, the Red Devil Lounge is the place to be when Pod Joe and the Pod Safe Music Network present three bands in a city. Three rockin' Bay Area bands with killer live performances. San Francisco's favorite psych prog pop foursome, Griddle.
Griddle.
Accident, featuring Ralph Spine and Big Mike from the Extra Super Action Show.
But I don't speak Chinese, so I'll just never understand why you don't love me anymore. I need a Chinese phrase book.
And Michael Butler's own rockin' band, American Heartbreak. Get ready to rock and kick off summer in the city where rock lives on. Three hot bands, one red hot night, American Heartbreak, Freak Accident, and Griddle. Three bands in a city. Saturday, May 27th at the Red Devil Lounge in San Francisco. For tickets and full details, visit events.podshow.com or reddevillounge.com. Be a superhero and be there. Presented Joe, by Pod Joe in the Pod Safe Music
Joe
Network.
Klein was in the American Heartbreak Last of Superhero video wearing these ridiculous glasses. I know this is not doing him justice, but I can't say enough how much I love that man. I wish I had a better tribute to give the guy. Guy's going to be missed by me and by many other people. And I think he knows that. I think he knows how many people loved him. A beloved, beloved, beloved character on the Rock and Roll Geek Show and friend. And I'll always love that guy. Always. What is this? Commercial and radio, commercial and promo voice demo.
You're almost there. And she's waiting for you.
It doesn't hurt.
She's so close.
You wanna know that it doesn't hurt.
You could practically
is
touch
that
her.
Bush?
From EMI America, David Bowie. The new album, Never Let Me Down. Last year, with the hit song Too Shy, Lamal sang his way onto the radio and TV screens of America.
Dream a dream.
MTV Video to Go. Twelve of your favorite MTV videos featuring Duran Duran and Talk Talk. Naked Eyes, Missing Persons, and Genesis.
She's the grittiest rock and roll singer in the world, says Us Magazine.
What's love got to do, with it?
People Magazine calls her private dancer.
May I help you?
Yeah, I need a print of this right away.
Man, we don't print those kind of pictures here.
Oh, and this one, too. This one's really hot. Wait, take off your glasses.
What?
Now, let your hair down. Oh, yeah.
Have you played Kaja Goo Goo today?
Kaja Goo Goo?
Kaja Goo Goo, white feathers.
It's the candy bar with the million-dollar taste.
It's music time.
And time to be finicky.
I get the Stray Cats.
Don't be finicky. It's the Stray Cats.
Stray Cats? Well, it is rather catchy.
Stray Cats done.
More than a game, it's a complete video computer system.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now on our final approach. We'll be landing momentarily. If you look outside, you can see it's a beautiful night in New York.
Absolute Beginners. A Julian Temple film.
Van Halen's Diver Down on Warner Brothers Records and Tapes.
She's walking back to me.
Anywhere you play it, you'll love it.
All right, I've played that one already.
She brought it home. Opened it up. And put it on.
Put it on. Side. I will never.
Then she felt the burning desire.
Cause I will never disappear. When every day I'm carrying your name.
EMI America presents all the passion.
The passion.
That is Corey Hart.
Corey Hart!
On his new album, Fields of Fire.
Iron Maiden live.
Okay. That's enough of his thing. Oh, this one.
Now this special live report from the Capitol.
As a result of the dramatic coup d'etat, the president has surrendered the United States government to Wendy O. Williams and the Plasmatics.
Their name, the Plasmatics. Their album, Coup d'Etat. Their objective, world domination.
Legendary America!
I pledge allegiance to the Plasmatics.
Tomorrow, the world!
On records and high-quality XDR cassettes. From Capitol.
All right. Well, I had... You know that I, when I was inducted into the Podcast Hall of Fame, the first person that I thought about was Adam Curry to induct me into the Podcast Hall of Fame, and he got back to me and said no. Now, my second choice was Dave Jackson, the guy who did induct me into the Podcast Hall of Fame, and I didn't tell anybody that, but I when I said something on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, you know, I was talking about things leading up to it, and people got on there and suggested that Joe Klein should be the person to induct me. And I'm like, how can I miss that? That's the obvious choice because the guy loves to get in front of people and talk, and he would have been hilarious and it would have been great. And he called me up. He was excited about doing it. Pardon me, this cough is killing me here. And, you know, and we went back and forth, and I didn't hear from him, and I could call him and call him, and he wouldn't return my calls. And I had a feeling that he was worse off than he was letting on, and he finally got back to me and said, you know, I'm just not really up to doing this. And so then I got Dave Jackson to do it. And when I went to visit him in Las Vegas, or in not Las Vegas, but in Laughlin on our way to the dog hunt, he looked really bad. And I told him, I said, "Oh, you look great, man. You know, you're alive. I don't see, you look like fine." And he really wasn't fine. I could tell. He was down. When my wife, I went to go get my car and pull it around near his car. My wife walked him out, and she said he could barely walk outside like 100 feet. And I kind of had a feeling that was going to be the last time I ever saw Joe Klein. It was really sad. You know, there's no way he could have flown to Orlando, Florida. It would just been too much for him. And I kind of feel bad for asking him to do it. I almost didn't see him that day in Laughlin. We were supposed to meet for lunch, and he never called me back. Well, I was supposed to call him, and we were gonna go meet somewhere and have lunch, and he didn't. And I called him. He didn't answer. He didn't return my call. And then as I'm heading to the dog thing, I get about 30 minutes away, and he finally calls me. So I turn around and we meet him, and he's sitting on his computer in a casino, and he looked really down and really sad. And we sat with him for, I don't know, probably 1 or 2 hours. That was the last time I ever saw Joe Klein. So, Joe Klein, one of my heroes. You know, you say that about people after they're dead, but he knew how I felt about Joe Klein. Everybody else in the Rock and Roll Geek Show, thank you for all the nice words. I posted this on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group today, and the comments just poured in, and the condolences poured in, and everybody had love for Joe Klein. The man was such a fucking sweet guy. I'm going to miss the guy a lot. Rest in peace, Joe Klein. I'm sorry to bring this show down, but this is an emergency episode, and I'm going to get out of here. Okay, friends, let's close out with one more song from the Sunset Bombers that he produced. This is always the one that he wanted me to play whenever he had him on the show. This is Suicide Kamikaze Girl. Rest in peace, the great Joe Klein. I love you, man.
Yeah. It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.